Jim Taylor back on the RFD Radio Network. Time for our weekly IHSA segment on town and country partners. Folks, there are some great buildings across the state of Illinois that are home to interscholastic athletics. Let's go off Interstate 74 in the Quad Cities. They call it the Avenue of the Cities in Moline, Illinois. The head basketball coach is Sean Taylor, the Moline Maroons. Great nickname. Tell our listening audience what type of place you have here at Wharton Fieldhouse. There's some good, friendly ghosts in this building. Basketball ghosts, as they say.
Great. I mean, it's the greatest. It's the greatest venue. You know, it's had Red Auerbach. You know, if you talk to Dexter Johnson, who is one of the great people of Moline, he'll tell you all about Jerry Lewis being in here and Johnny Cash and Richard Nixon in 1968. So it's got everything from basketball to entertainers to history, the Globetrotters. It is it's a great venue. You know, obviously the CBA team played in here for years, and you know, it's also seen some great high school basketball. The you know, just the history of Moline, the Western Big Six teams. It is. You just feel it when you come in here, and you know, I really appreciate it, and hopefully we're teaching our players the history of it and give them appreciation of the great venue they get to play in.
I sure hope so. And you didn't even mention any professional wrestlers from back in the day here, and I know we know the story and we talk about the roots of professional sports in Illinois, and I know when we talk about, you know, Major League Baseball, we know it's in Chicago, but you know, people know about the National Football League story with the Decatur Staleys, where the Chicago Bears, and people don't realize that the NBA, the fledgling NBA, its roots are in the Quad Cities at Wharton Fieldhouse in Moline in the mid to late 1940s, early 50s. You referenced Red Auerbach, who was the coach of the Tri-City Blackhawks, who are now the Atlanta Hawks of the NBA, and his first ever year coaching was the Tri-City Blackhawks in Moline, Illinois, at Wharton Fieldhouse in the first year of the NBA. And I hope people remember stuff like that, because Decatur, important to NFL football. Moline, Illinois, downstate Illinois, important to the National Basketball Association.
And don't think that when I got here, I didn't walk the whole building looking for some old cigars that he might have smoked in here. But, you know, anytime you can be in a gym that Red Auerbach was in, I mean, that's dynasty right there. I mean, the Celtics were the team for me growing up, and he was certainly the architect of that. So, you know, I feel lucky every time I come in here, and I think of him every time.
Well, and I know the building has done a great job of documenting the history in a lot of different rooms that are here. You see the pictures of the renowned history of this building. It's neat that the school, the community, is taking an interest in documenting that stuff, because it's important.
Oh, yeah, and it's a little bit like Wrigley Field in that when they talk about doing something to Wharton, it is a flat-out no. I mean, it is political suicide to suggest that you change this. So it's the people really love this. Again, I compare it a little bit to Wrigley or Fenway Park. It's sort of the historical thing in Moline, and the people, just talking to the people that have been here in the 40s and the 50s, they just give you a great appreciation of what this building has seen.
You know, the other neat thing, and they talk about a lot of the great venues in Illinois, and there are a bunch, but the one thing that I think that separates Wharton Fieldhouse from a lot of the others is this building is separate, and it's always been independent of the actual school. That this building is a fieldhouse, and you can say, well, they built this thing for to play basketball in. So that's the other thing I think you got kind of going for it, that this is a separate standalone facility that's on its own merits.
Yeah, it is, and they've done a great job of keeping it like that. And again, they've been going back to the 40s and the 30s, and whether it be orchestras or whether it be wrestling or whether it be politics or music or the CBA, you know, the community's done a good job with the school district of embracing what this can bring to the community. And since then they've added the tax layer, and so it doesn't get what it used to, but I'm telling you, in the day, it got some great events.
Well, and I think about it, Coach Sean Taylor of Moline, is you talk about the footprint that this building is for IHSA basketball. Survived one class. I saw the 1963 picture between West Aurora and Aledo in the 1963 super sectional game here where there wasn't a seat to be had. It survived two-class basketball. I was here for an Orion-Alleman super sectional game that I called in the mid-1990s. And now it's home to four-class basketball. So if you say interscholastic IHSA basketball, the story has really kind of been told here.
Yeah, and I think, you know, just 5 years ago, UT and Rock Island were supposed to play a sectional final in Collinsville, I believe, and they moved it here, and it was sold out. There were over 5,500 people here. They had to turn people away. And so, you know, the crowds of the past, we got to see a glimmer of that 5 years ago with that game. Anytime you get a Rock Island Moline game in here, you're getting 4,000-plus fans. It's not 6,000 like it used to be, but it's still a pretty special game.
All right, when I always wrap up these interviews, here's a guy that coached downstate in Shelbyville, coached in McDonough County, at Macomb High, over in Adams County, Mississippi River Town, in Quincy, now in the Quad Cities, Moline. We still in a good place in interscholastic athletics, you think?
I think so. I mean, you watch these kids tonight. We got kids that just bleed the maroon. I mean, they love playing for their community. I think there's certainly some challenges that both schools and the IHSA have got to step up and meet, but there's still pride in the community here anyway, and in the high school, and these kids love representing Moline Maroons.
All right, I made a summer trip this year. I tell people different places I go. I went to Knightstown, Indiana. That's where they filmed Hickory High, the Hoosiers. And I tell people, you need to make that trip. And if you're a high school basketball fan or a high school sports fan and you're listening among one of these 80 affiliates, and you haven't been, you need to go to a game in Moline, Illinois at Wharton Fieldhouse. So can I get like a testimonial as we wrap this up from Sean Taylor, head coach of the Moline Maroons?
Well, and if they could come, I believe it's January 30th, IHSA or the IBCA is going to present Moline High School with, I think, 1,800 victories that Moline has. And it's against Geneseo that night, and that's a great rivalry. They got a great player. So if you can make it on Friday, January 30th, that would be a great thing. The IBCA continues to do great things for high school basketball, and recognizing Moline and Wharton is one of the things that's going to be done this year.
All right. I'm hearing the ghost of Johnny Cash right now. He was here many moons ago. And Jerry Lewis, and now, of course, longtime home of the Moline Maroons. Always good to visit with you, Coach Sean Taylor.
Great seeing you. Thank you.
You're listening to the RFD Radio Network.